Shalom and good morning. It's so marvelous to hear your voices today. I think that we really, really, really know one another. There was a great report on Israel on the Jerusalem Post, and the headlines are, more than half of Americans have been praying for an end to coronavirus. The figure included 15% of people who usually never prayed, and a quarter of those who said they were not normally religious. More than half of all American adults have prayed for the end of the coronavirus, a poll by the Pew, P-E-W, Research Center has found. The figure includes 86% of Americans who say they pray daily and 73% of U.S. Christians, but also a small percentage of those who would not normally pray. Among those who said they never pray, 15% admitted having turned to prayer during this time, while 24% of Americans who described themselves as not belonging to any religion said they too had prayed. I'm telling you, folks, this is wonderful news, wonderful news. And God has promised that if we call upon him, he will answer us. Isn't that amazing? I'm quite sure, well, I don't know, maybe in other crises times, I don't know, but imagine that 86% of Americans are praying. And God has said that if we call upon him, he will answer us. Israel needs our prayers today. They have 1 million people now out of 9 million people. They have 1 million people who are out of work. And I'm sure a great, great number of these are in the tourist business. But before we get to that coronavirus business, which we're going to mainly pray about today, there are other things in the news. And one of them is Syria accuses Israel as hostile targets are shot down over homes. The Syrian Defense Ministry claimed Israel is behind a Tuesday evening airstrike from Lebanese airspace at the city of Homs. In an official statement, the ministry said that Syrian air defense systems were able to intercept some of the Israeli rockets. Well, we don't know about that. The ministry added that this is the second time Israeli fighter jets attacked Syria using Lebanese airspace, with the first time being on March 5th. Israel has repeatedly warned that it would not tolerate Iran building its forces in Syria. Past attacks on Iranian bases and forces in that country are regarded by many as Israeli actions meant to signal to Syria and to Russia that Israel has red lines it means to keep in the region. So while all the rest of these things are going on and the coronavirus, which is going to end, brewing back there in that pot is still Iran. And so some of our prayers are going to ask the Lord to direct in that area as well. But Israel's ever on the alert. Praise the Lord. And there's another bit of good news from Israel. Israeli researchers make significant progress in coronavirus vaccine. The Institute's director, now this is the Israeli Institute for Biological Research. This means this is the government big-time lab. I'm sure one of the things there is researching and thinking about is how the world does have biological warfare, et cetera, et cetera. So this is the big agency over there, and they are making significant progress in coronavirus vaccine. The Institute's director told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the vaccine was being readied for testing in animals. Now, I want you to remember that because there's an important point later on. The Israel Institute for Biological Research has begun testing a COVID-19 vaccine prototype on rodents at its biochemical defense laboratory. Prime Minister Netanyahu ordered the laboratory to join the fight against the coronavirus pandemic on February 1st, prompting an easing of its secrecy as it cooperates with civilian scientists and private firms. I would imagine that for Israel and for its defense, this is a top-notch place. Now, they said they were testing it on rodents. And I want to read you something. I have to go back to the computer for this. Hold on a jiffy. Praise the Lord. Zahavi, he's the director there, described arranging an animal test subject as, quote, a very big challenge because, quote, this disease is not affecting animals. Shapiro added that many experiments that are successful in animals are not always successful when tested on humans. It is, quote, it's not enough to detect neutralizing antibodies in the animal. You really want to see them getting sick or getting better by this vaccine. The IIBR has a, quote, unique animal for such tests, he said, as well as a very unique technology to detect animals, even if they are not really sick. Now, you know, we've heard all kinds of things, conspiracy theories, all kinds of things about the origin of this disease. I settle it in my mind that the origin is Satan. But somewhere along the line, I heard someone say it started in animals and then transferred over to humans. But very interesting here what it says, that it doesn't affect animals. So praise the Lord. One of the things that we are definitely, definitely going to pray about is the research. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, when we prayed Sunday, and we are praying Sunday at 3, we usually meet out at Prayer Mountain at the chapel at 3 o'clock, and it's not online. But now we're praying online at this number every Sunday, and we had 30 states join us last week. So one of the things that we did was we prayed in unknown tongues about certain things and zeroed in on them. By the way, before we start on that, I want to tell you that Lynn Hammond is going to be on our noon prayer today. Now, she's going to be by phone, telephone. I'll be out at the mountain. We'll have a crew, less than 10 people. And I believe that Romans tells us that we are to obey civil authorities that God has given for our good use. Now, when I was going 10 years into Soviet Russia and carrying ink to the underground press and going to underground churches, I didn't have to obey that because that was a godless society. But when the president of the United States, who we know loves God and serves God, when he asks us to do something, then I'm going to do it. And so I believe that one should honor the office of the President of the United States. So we're doing that out at Prayer Mountain. And at our church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. I think Chip's going to do Easter Sunday, something kind of special that some other churches are doing. So if you're in the Collinsville area, Skytook, Tulsa, they may be. I'm not sure about this. Now, if I'm saying something that's not going to happen, don't hold me to it. I'll let you know later. But I think they're going to be meeting in their cars. You know, some of the churches are doing that. The cars are driving up in the driving lot, and then the minister is somewhere high or somewhere they can all see him or her, and they're having an assembly that way. But whatever, out at Prayer Mountain, we are not assembling out there for our chapel services. But Sunday, don't forget Sunday at 3 o'clock, we will be praying. Now, I believe they announced some pretty daunting figures yesterday for the United States of America. I truly, truly believe that these praying Americans and their God are going to keep that from happening. So the first thing we're going to do here is we're going to take our authority together. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, this is Ephesians 1:17. You can start to pray with us. United prayer. Oh, my goodness. Think about the united prayer they had in the book of Acts. The building shook. Were you all praying up there in Idaho and the whole state shook? I don't think that was it, but oh my goodness, we can shake this thing, folks. We can shake this thing. We can shake it straight out of the heavenlies where it came from the prince of the power of the air. And the first thing we can absolutely do is use the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, the power of the blood of the covenant. We're going to be taking communion. That's a healing meal. That there's healing in that covenant meal. We're going to be taking that online today at our live aired live noon prayer. And, of course, you can go online to Billy Brim Facebook, and you can still take it with us from last Friday here at my home. We have had, oh, my goodness, more than 30,000 people that reached. And I think we've had like something like 20,000 that actually stayed with us and took the communion. Oh, my Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. And now, because you have translated us out of the kingdom of darkness, out of the control of darkness, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're on this telephone call, I demand darkness to let you go. I demand sickness to let you go. I command and demand the coronavirus never to come near your tent. We are met for a purpose. We are an assembled body. We are assembled by this telephone call. And now we're praying. We're lifting our voices together. Ephesians 1:17. Pray it with me, folks. God of our Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of the power, the dunamis, to usward who believe. We believe. Help us understand this power we've got. It's according to the power that was wrought in Christ Jesus when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet. That means coronavirus is under his feet. And you gave him head to a body, head to a body over all things, the church, which is his body, filling all in all. And we who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but God, who's rich in mercy, and for your great love wherewith you loved us. When you quicken the head, you quicken the body together with him. When you raise the head, you raise the body together with him. When you seated the head, you seated the body together with and in him, and we are at your own right hand. And we are here from across America, from the UK, from Canada, and other places. We're not far from you. We're in you. We're in you, Jesus. And in you we are seated at the Father's right hand, the seat of the power of all creation is our Father's throne. And there we are with you. And we are speaking now. Kingdom of darkness, you listen up. You listen up. We speak to the virus you brought, coronavirus. And we say, die. Virus, cease. Virus, dry up. Virus, we cut off your tentacles, your crown. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords wears the crown. Not you, enemy of God and man. And in the name above all names, we command and demand you get off people. Get off people right now. Get off people right now. We are lifting up Israel. Get off those Israelis. Get off Americans. Get off. In the name death, we rebuke you. In the name above every name, we rebuke you, Satan. We rebuke you, death. And now it is written, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the spirit he speaks mysteries. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Holy Father, united. United right now. We ask you to bring the spirit of wisdom and revelation to our president, vice president, the task force team, the administration, health workers, everybody who has authority and is charged with something directly connected to this virus and its patients. Direct our prayers there now. Let's pray in the spirit, folks, together. We've asked him and he'll give us utterance. I see that doctor. Oh, Father, he's just about to have a breakthrough. He's just about to have a breakthrough. Guide him, Lord. Think through his mind. Think through that researcher's mind. You are the answer, Lord, but give him an answer. The blood of Jesus over the health workers. It's better than any hazmat suit. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Now, folks, we're going to unite again. This time it's going to be for those who are sick. The death toll has to come down. We are not going to have those figures that they projected. Death. We rebuke you. Cease and desist. Back off. Father, give us utterance for the sick. Jesus Christ bore our sickness and our pains on the cross. Now use our prayers to bring it to people. Holy One. Holy One of Israel. Oh, Jesus. It pleased the Father to crush him by disease. It is written in Isaiah 53. And oh, you are the shepherd of Israel. Right now we aim our prayers toward Israel. You are their Messiah. Get this to them. Get healing to them. It was for them, and we intercede on their behalf. We are asking you, as the body
of the Anointed One. The body of their Messiah, really. We ask you to get healing to them. The healing you bought, the healing you carried, the healing you died for. Be healed, little one. Oh, fratele combra, be healed, mother. Many children depending on you. She balatonye, receive the healing. Angels, get the healing to them, Lord. Get the healing to them by divine angels. Oh, palabarati shando. Emorati shkutonde vahlabachi. Ishana makalabarati shonduro koho. Le baratanya na koho balatito rogoho frakala dinyana na combra. Ishana mahalabaratash katon jeli gohoshato la godobaratashante. Ilivra barasito, ilivra bakala kalande, echando ishene makalogobrete. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ikanga malatito. Ilibaratoshante, ilivra passato la gobratanya ne gohobalatito, la gohobala kalande, la gohobalatito te. Precious, precious, precious life. Life is precious. Life is precious. You came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We ask for miracles of healing. We ask for miracles in Israel of healing. Holy Father, their economy, please give us utterance. And in this, the immediate needs of the million people who are out of work, their meals for today and tomorrow. Hallelujah, their rent paid. The immediate needs. But we ask you for their jobs. We ask you for this horror to end that affects their jobs. And we ask you to give us utterance for it now as we lift our voice together for the land and its people whom you have said are the apple of your eye. You see, when that ram was caught in the thicket, it said, Jehovah sees, and it means you see and provide. You provided that ram. And I ask you now to provide Yahweh Yireh, to provide. Edeman Yonika. Ishana, I know this is according to your will. You feed the birds. Mashundebre. Is it not man worth more than sparrows, the Lord Jesus said? We would remind you as the Lord's remembrancers, Lord. You who are the bread of life. Provide bread as sustenance and provide their ability to earn bread, the dignity to earn bread. Kishana halimeto bindore pepalato chenikalonde likalata. Oh, Father, show yourself strong, show yourself strong, show yourself miraculously. Ilibroto hundange. Show yourself miraculously with an end to this plague. In the Bible, there were plagues, but there came miraculous ends, sudden ends, ends all of a sudden. We're asking you for a sudden end to this plague that will reveal the arm of God. E calavratoria macala caladina nonde. We are a kingdom of priests, you said. And so as priests, we lift our petitions to you. As a royal priesthood, we lift our prostramacombre to you. Our intercession. We are that Levitical choir. We are that priestly choir. We are the priests of the Most High God. For you have said, thus and so. It is written, thus and so. Life, life. We go to the giver of life and request life and request life. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have told me so. You specifically told me so years ago that you can do the You can do something with the last seconds of a man's life. You can elongate them. Make them longer, wider. And that you can appear to men who never even heard of you. And so, Father, we're asking you, like it says in Job, to manifest yourself, Job 33. Manifest yourself to those that are about to go over the brink of death and rescue them from the pit, dearest one. Rescue them from the pit. Draw them back before they plunge into eternity without you. Oh, Father. Oh, my Jesus, how we praise you, how we love you, how we adore you, how we thank you. Oh, we praise you. You see, and you provide. I would invite you to go to our blog, billybrim.org, and to read how God provided us the means to meet by online church services. It was through a man I knew so very well and loved, Clyde McGee. I remember when, we've known him a long time, and I did his eulogy at his service. He was spotted as a little boy who bagged groceries in Ackerman, Mississippi. When he tried to join the services, they found he was a genius. And he eventually ended up at Hughes Aircraft working on space projects. And I put his dear face and his dear pictures of that wonderful gentleman. But God gave to him and basically two other men how to launch synchronous orbit satellites so that something could happen in the earth, and he told me, and we'd see it on the other side. And Clyde gave me this figure in 1/25 of a second. And I found some statements about him in Hughes publications. And I remember that once a satellite got lost and they didn't even know if they could retrieve such a satellite, and dear Brother Halverson prayed for him. Brother Halverson would Clyde would lie back in a recliner, and Brother Halverson would pray over him. The birds, the birds. And so, prayer. I have such faith in God, and I have such faith in the fact that he told us that if we prayed according to his will, we would have the petitions we ask of him. And actually, Clyde is an example of that very thing. So I put his pictures. You'll want to thank God for him with us. And then Brandon, my grandson, he preached last Sunday, and he'd gotten up with his baby, at 4:30 in the morning and turned on YouTube and watched as Brother Roberts talked about that vision he had, a wake-up call. Now, I don't think this is exactly what Brother Roberts saw, because I was in Brother Roberts' home, and he took hold of my hand and walked me down the aisle and down the hallway and showed me where the big sound came and exactly what happened. I don't think this is exactly it, but I do think the points that Brandon brings out are right. The Lord told to Brother Roberts, the church is not preaching the second coming. And he told him the church is wimpy. And so I think you'll be blessed and get your young people to watch as Brandon preaches. I also attached it to the blog. He preached on the second coming. Jesus is coming. Oh, my. Jesus is coming. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. I'll see you at noon. Shalom, shalom.